folks, this is basic football. It's play action, football. Moving the pocket, going downfield. Just if you recorded games, go back and look at them. We don't do it. How the hell do you think you're going to win a game? I'm so frustrated to see just basic common sense football utilize what everything gives you, and we don't. Now, is the player stupid? Are the coaches stupid? Are the position coaches stupid? Is the general manager stupid? Or is it all the above? Are they all stupid?
Oh,
yes.
Great question.
Is the answer that you're looking for right there. And the great Ed Obradovich is standing by right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And OB, I don't know if it's a good sign or a bad sign, but when I watch the Bears now, I think of you, and I think of Dan Hampton, and I think of Glenn Kozlowski, and I just think, oh, what are they going to say about this? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I can't believe what just happened. And when Jay Cutler gave up the pumpkin three times, basically, including back-to-back plays.
Mm-hmm. Before halftime, wasn't it?
Yes. I thought to myself, you know, you got this kid, this Jordan Howard, who's a great running back. He's going to be something in the NFL. And then you got this quarterback who just doesn't seem to want to win and does not care. What am I supposed to make of this, OB?
There's a hell of a lot more than that, kiddo. You know, you look at this whole situation. 2-6 going into the back half of the season, and it's right in front of you. They had this team ready to play 1 week. Out of nine so far. 1 week out of nine. You know, when you look at this game, and in the first quarter, about the 3-minute mark, it was 3rd and 7. And we came out with 3 wideouts lined up to the right, and their tight end was lined up to the left. Okay? Snap of the ball, the inside of the 3 wideouts does a short, skinny post. The tight end on the left side does an inside hook. They basically crash into each other, and they throw the ball, and it gets on the ground. Now,
by the way, can I point out, that was the play that Kyle Long got hurt on.
That right. Very well might have been.
He got his ankle rolled. We're talking about the one on the goal line where –
This was in the first quarter. In the first quarter,
can I just go to the one where Kyle Long got hurt? Mm-hmm. Because everybody was out of position in that play because it got busted and I've forgotten the name of the quarterback. What is his name again?
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler then shovel passed. Mm-hmm. Right to his fullback, and I don't know if that was a design play or not, but it appeared to be busted.
Fox did say it was designed.
The guy barely caught the ball, and he was out of position, and then rolled up on Kyle Long's ankle, costing Kyle Long the rest of the season.
I know.
Well, so here
I blame Cutler for that.
Yes, I do too.
That is a planned play, and it's sometimes you see that a lot down on the goal line, but what happened here? Row is that's just unfortunate. That's all that is. I mean, it happens so many times during the season, and just what you hate to see is a kid that gives everything every minute he's out on a football field, and you hate to see an athlete, a pro football player like him, go down. He's definitely a team leader. He does the job. And he's there, and he gets whacked, and he goes down. But that's football, guys. Yeah. What happens?
Yeah.
Ed, the Bears are 2-7. They're in last place. Kyle Long likely done for the year. Alshon Jeffrey tagged with a 4-game suspension. No quarterback to develop. Can you ever remember it being this bad?
I played on some bad teams, but not really. I don't know. You know, you're trying to put a finger down and, okay, what the heck is going on here? I mean, there's so many things going wrong here. You just point or pick out anything, and you can't miss it. You'd be right. What I think this coaching staff should have done, what they should do now, the situation that they're in, every coach, every scout, be it college or pro, everybody comes in, and they look at basically the first half of this season, and they watch every game, and they critique every game together. And if things are bad that are said, good that are said, so be it. But I'm going to tell you what, I have no idea what they can do to get out of this mess. Praying is not going to help. What they've got to do.
Lord, let us pray.
Hope is not a plan, right?
Oh, that's out the window. The good Lord's got more important things to do.
Yes,
but
he does.
I'm going to tell you, you look at what can they do? That's what I believe they have to do. Bring everybody in. Make everybody accountable. Look at what did you do prior to the season, during the first 8 games, and try to come up with some kind of make some sense of this mumbo jumbo.
There was so much emphasis on Jay Cutler and his failures, and a lot of people blaming him kind of single-handedly for what's going on here. I know you're spreading the blame around. Would you say that, how much of the blame do you put on him, and how much longer do you think he'll be with this team?
Oh, God.
He's got a contract, and I think that lasts for, I know, Kevin, you could probably know a little bit better. I think for another 2 years.
Well, it's essentially a team option. So the Bears, if they want, they can rid his contract off the books after this season. He can be gone, and they're not locked into any sort of deal.
Yeah, what I think happened, Anna, as him as a quarterback, he made a big, huge turnaround last year. I'm talking personality-wise and getting involved with the team, et cetera, et cetera. Jay Cutler is a talented quarterback. He can run. He can throw on the run. I mean, he's smart. And what I'd love to see, and I've been talking about this for so long, and it's so much, Anna, right in front of you. My God, how often do you ever see us go downfield? All you have to do is look at the New England Patriots, the teams that are winning.
You know who you look at? You know, OB, you know who you look at? I know you were on the air yesterday, but I'll tell you who you look at. You look at the Dallas Cowboys. Now, there's not a franchise that I can't stand lauding more than the Dallas Cowboys, except for the New England Patriots.
Tom Brady.
But you look at what the Dallas Cowboys have done. And you know, maybe the Dak Prescott thing was a lightning strike. It was luck because they were trying to find a way not to take him, and then they had to take him. He was the best guy available on the board when they took him. But now they're replacing their Pro Bowl quarterback with a rookie. They got Ezekiel Elliott from Ohio State, who other than Jordan Howard, I mean, he's the best. He's the number one rookie running back in the league, and Jordan Howard is number two. I mean, you look at what they have done, and they turned around. Because, I mean, that was a team that was kind of on the bubble of being good to being awful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and now they've turned around, and that team is 8-1 now. So, I mean, you're looking at it is possible to do. I happen to say, LB, I get what you're saying about Jay Cutler, that he's a smart guy, he's a skilled guy, he's got a cannon of an arm, but the guy's never won at any level. I mean, I never used to believe that criticism of him. He's never won a championship at any level, including going back to, like, you know, Pee Wee. So it doesn't. So the reality is that he's not commanding the leadership. He's snake bit in Chicago. Maybe he goes somewhere else and has a great career at the end of his career. I don't know. But right now, he's not fitting what they need. I'm not sure that John Fox fits what they need, but they do have things to build around. They do have actually decent personnel in almost every category. The question is, what kind of coaching are they getting? What kind of leadership are they encountering on and off the field? And is that coaching staff able to get the best out of them? And I think that those are very legitimate questions.
Well, here, if you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, year in and year out for decades, they've been there. They'll have their bad years, but they come back. They have smart people down there. They have a smart owner. They have an owner that will go to whatever length it is to make a winner and be a world champion. Let me tell you something, guys. Ro,
yeah.
1985, the Bears destroyed the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Probably the worst beating in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Look at the path New England has taken since that date, and look at the path the Bears have taken. It's a joke. It's a joke. Now, where are you going to go to answer your question? Where are you going to go to find a better quarterback than Jay? There's not 32 great quarterbacks in this league. There's not great backups in this league. You may have 10 quarterbacks that can get you to the final place, maybe 12. Cutler is one of them. Whether you like him or not, he's smart, He can move. He's athletic. But I'm telling you, one coach after another, when you look at their offensive game plan, all you have to do is look at it and see what goes on. How the hell do you pass for 161 yards in a 60-minute game when the rules give you throw the ball all over the place? We passed for 161, of which 50 was a Hail Mary with the last second.
Yeah. Right, and the first half. Right, yeah. And that just shows you what kind of an arm he has. But look at it. I want to say something here, OB, because I don't understand this. I don't understand how it happens almost in every single game. Mm-hmm. He's playing a game of catch with a defensive back. It's like it's like in the warm-ups. He will just stop, and all of a sudden everything goes into slow motion, and he just glides one right into the arms of a cornerback or a safety. And how does that keep happening? I want to explain something. The Bears were wearing blue. Wait, yes. Or were they blue or white?
Yeah, they were wearing blue yesterday.
Blue, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And then the other guy was wearing white. They need to tell Jay Cutler in every single one of the huddles, look at your jersey. Throw to the guy in your color.
Blue. Blue. Just keep
well,
just
you know
that.
What, Ro? That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, that might help. What do you think, OB?
That's pretty good.
I'm stealing Stephen A. Smith's act.
Yeah,
right
you kind of are. Yeah. It just seems he lacks the intangibles, right? Isn't that what we're learning time and time again? It's the leadership skills.
I like that, intangibles.
Intangibles.
Well, I tell you what, Anna, for many of the years he was here, until again last year, he really made a big turnaround. He really did.
All right, I'll give you that.
I'm very proud of him to do that. But, you know, there's nowhere. Where do you go to find a better quarterback? My point was, Ro, there's not a lot of them out there.
I get it. But look at the lightning strike. Not that you're going to get a lightning strike with, you know, in this year's draft or whatever. You just don't know for sure. But rookies are coming into this league better prepared than they have been, I think, ever in the history of the game. And there is on the offensive skills side. And I think that there is there's a new way of looking at running backs. You know, I was thinking about this with Jordan Howard, who reminds me very much. I know I'm going to say it. But he reminds me of Walter Payton because he has that incredible yards after contact number. He gets hit. I mean, all of us who remember Walter in his first number of years here in the mid 1970s, when a guy would hit him and he'd bounce backwards. And he would absorb the hit, bounce backwards, and then get free, and then go for another 10, 15, 20 yards and just break it. I mean, no one will forget that game who was alive during it and can remember the Minnesota game where he set the record for most amount of yards in a single game by a running back on the ground. I mean, this kid has some of that in him, so you need to protect him. You need to find a way to use him. He's an incredible weapon. You need to get they've got a very, very good backup for him right now. And they've got actually two. You might need another fullback, and I don't know. Fullbacks are less important in NFL than they used to be. But you got to build a running game because that's where.
And he only ran 15 times yesterday, Ro.
Yeah,
not enough.
If he runs over 20 times, I think the number is 20. If he gets 22 carries, they win. 22 plus carries, they win. And they've only won twice this season, so that's not really a fair comparison. But you know what I mean? I mean, there's something about him that is very special. They have got very skilled receivers. The question is, will they ever be healthy or mm-hmm. stay off the juice? And then
or be in a system that works,
right? And then they just got to stay healthy. I mean, they've had a lot of bad breaks here. What do you think about the defense, OB? I think yesterday they got put in some awkward positions.
The defense has been there basically all year. You know, I'm not so much worried about the defense as having the offense, you know, put you in a game, keep you in a game, and try to finish it off. And you're talking about Howard running. When you mention what the similarities is that Howard punishes people. When he lowers his head and he goes in there and brings his knees up, he wants to punish people.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what the other fella did. Very, very well.
Yeah, that other fella. We shall not speak his name. He's almost like a religious figure. All right, OB, thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
OB.
It. You were awesome yesterday, as always.
Oh. You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Violetta Paramedics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.